come on in the water. This is Shark Bait. This is Shark Bait's Chum Line podcast for Wednesday, February 27th, 2013. On today's podcast, we continue our interview with Angelo Villagomez, senior associate at Pew Charitable Trust and founder of Shark Defenders. On today's program, it's going to be a very brief, quick program, but Angelo is going to be talking about some positive things that are going on with sharks out there in the world. So without wasting any more of your time, here is our continuing conversation with Angelo Villagomez.
So things are looking up for sharks. You know, late last year, French Polynesia and the Cook Islands declared shark sanctuaries. And when French Polynesia declared their shark sanctuary, with the stroke of a pen, they doubled the size of the world's ocean under shark protection. So we're seeing more and more countries that are moving towards us. And I'm hopeful that in the next couple of years, we'll see even more protections for sharks.
Okay. Besides Fiji, are there any others that are kind of on the board or waiting to put pen to paper for this?
Well, I wouldn't. Yeah, but I can't tell you.
Okay.
there will likely be the declaration of a large shark sanctuary in the next 2 months. And then I also would like to congratulate all the people involved in the Raja Ampat shark sanctuary that was just declared yesterday.
Okay.
This is a 46,000 square kilometer, which is about the size of Maryland.
Right. Wow.
And it's in the full triangle in Indonesia. And it's one of the most biological diverse places in the world. And they just declared a shark sanctuary in this part of the world. And some great organizations worked on it, like Wild Aid and Shark Savers and Coral Reef Alliance.
Okay.
Good job, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, and actually, I just saw, I didn't get a chance to read it, but I guess there is making the rounds is about oceanic white tips, which, of course, is part of the CITES, and the Bahamas sanctuary working.
Yes. I guess I can discuss that, too. So that was a study done by Dr. Damian Chapman, and he tagged these oceanic white tip sharks and tracked them via satellite. And they spent some time outside of the Bahamas shark sanctuary. And so that tells us that we need these regional and these international protections.
Right.
But they also spent a considerable amount of time inside the borders of the shark sanctuary. So for a important part of their life, they're actually protected, which means that they're less likely to be killed.
Mm-hmm.
It shows that maybe moving forward, policies we need the international and the regional protection, but we also need some of these domestic level national protections so that they're
right.
So we have sharks in the future.
That's great. How many, you said it was 14?
I think it was 12.
Okay,
that was our show for today. Tune in tomorrow and Friday where we'll be continuing it. On Thursday, we're going to be talking about CITES, which is taking place over Bangkok, Thailand this year. And on Friday, we're going to be talking to Angelo about the Shark Stanley campaign. So you don't want to miss that one. Hopefully next week, we'll have some other interviews coming for you. We're working on this week. So until then, keep listening. Thank you for listening. If you have anything, any comments you want to let me know about, as always, you can find us on all those social media things. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. You can like us on Facebook. Check us out on our blog at sharkb8chumline.blogspot.com. Twitter is sharkb8chum. And good old-fashioned email is sharkbait@sharkbaitpod.com. So again, thanks for listening. Hopefully I'll see you tomorrow. See you next time. And as always, Mr. Finn, what do you like about sharks?
Sharks are awesome.
Greenland.